This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Northern Colorado will soon get a second solar farm from a partnership between Fort Collins-based Poudre Valley Rural Electric Association, better known as Poudre Valley REA, and Carbondale-based Clean Energy Collective. I'm talking with Northern Colorado Business Report publisher Jeff Nuttle about what customers will get out of the deal. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Erin.
So why is Poudre Valley REA building another solar farm?
Well, Erin, there was so much interest in Poudre Valley REA's first solar farm that the Electric Distribution Cooperative decided to build a second array. Lots of folks who wanted to participate in the first solar farm were not able to do so since it sold out so quickly. So Poudre Valley REA and Clean Energy are hoping to give those people a chance to participate this second time around.
Cool. Well, we've talked about solar panels a lot, not so much about solar farms. How does the idea work?
Well, Clean Energy will actually fund and build the farm and then sell panels to Poudre Valley REA customers for $729 apiece. Poudre Valley REA will distribute electricity generated by the project to its customers. So the REA is basically buying the power from its customers and then crediting them on their electric bills.
Sounds like a great concept. I'm wondering why, though, last year people paid $618 for a solar panel. Now this year it's more than $100 more than that. What makes the panels more expensive this year?
Well, compared with the first project, the panels now cost more upfront because customers who buy them will get a larger credit on their bills over the lifetime of the project.
Well, this whole idea seems pretty good for people who want to participate in renewable energy but don't want to invest in their own solar systems. It's kind of community-supported solar.
I agree, Erin. These solar farms give customers, such as renters and people with sun-challenged properties, the opportunity to participate in renewable energy without having to build a system of their own.
Okay, so what is this solar array going to look like, and where is it being built?
Well, it's a $1.5 million project in terms of sales, considering that there are 2,000 panels. Clean Energy President Paul Spencer doesn't know exactly how much it will cost to build because they haven't found a space for the farm, nor has it been engineered yet. Clean Energy partnered with Poudre Valley REA for the first solar farm, which began operating in August, so this isn't Clean Energy's first rodeo. The new farm would actually represent their 19th project.
Well, since they're still looking for a site, I guess we don't really know when construction will begin, but I'm sure they have an idea of how much electricity this new solar farm will generate.
Yes, it will generate 500,000 watts, which is four times the amount of electricity generated by the first solar farm. It's going to add to the nearly 300 megawatts of solar thermal and solar electric systems that are already in place at 10,000 homes and businesses statewide. This is according to the Colorado Solar Energy Industries Association. Their executive director, Edward Stern, told us that he expects to see more of these solar farms in northern Colorado and statewide in the future.
All right. Well, thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttle is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.